This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yankees 6, Mets 2. Yankees roll in round one of the Subway Series this year. Raucous atmosphere at the stadium. Juan Soto was booed heavily, as you would imagine, and the bleacher creatures actually turned their backs on him as he walked out to right field defensively for the first time. Yankees took care of business, though. Everything they needed to take care of, they did. And by the way, with the Knicks cruising and about to knock off the Celtics in six games to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, this city is going to be a scene tonight. Yankees win it 6-2. Here's our Yankees rewind. First inning, Rodon got Francisco Lindor to ground to third to start the night. And then for the main event, Juan Soto, loudest boos we've heard since Altuve, probably louder. Soto tipped his helmet to the crowd, the showman that he is. Rodon did walk him on five pitches, but Soto caught him not paying attention initially, stole second opportunity right away for Pete Alonso.
Rodon's ready at the belt, the 3-2 with Soto at second, one out. The pitch to Alonso, swing and a line drive, left there. Oh, a dive by the third baseman Peraza. Ball was behind him when he made that diving catch to his left.
Peraza stab, saved a run, kept Soto at second. That's our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And Rodon, after that, got Bientos to dribble to first, ended a scoreless first inning. And the Yankees couldn't take advantage of two on, two out against Tyler McGill, the Mets starter, in the bottom half of the first inning. A Grisham walk, a Bellinger single to right center. Bellinger, we know, heating up. But they worked McGill in that first inning. 23 pitches. That was important because that theme, which the Yankees have done all year to opposing pitchers, that theme would continue working him. Eventually, they would break through. A dominant Rodon, on the other hand. Second, third inning, six up, six down, easy breezy. Three strikeouts along the way on that nasty Rodon slider, which was working again for him tonight. Bottom three, your B-Boss, the rookie, floated a single to right center against McGill, and he flipped the lineup. Second time through, Yankees looking to work some magic, working the count again, and this time paying off. Grisham bounced to first, and B-Boss went to second. But Judge walked on five pitches, and Bellinger, an infield single to third, legged it out for his second hit already tonight. And Paul Goldschmidt, who else would you want up with the bases loaded and one out? Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
1-2, here's pitch, swing on, hit up the middle, got some top spin. Lindor field, throws the first, not in time, run scores. Here comes Judge, he's going to score. Goldschmidt to second, hustling all the way, and the Yankees have put a couple on the board.
That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Goldie's 19th hit already at that point with runners in scoring position this year. That leads all of baseball, hitting .441 in those spots. And because of that Lindor error ranging towards the middle, two runs scored, and second and third for the Yankees for Jason Dominguez, who worked the count, as the Yankees were against McGill, and he walked on the full count. So the bases loaded back up for Anthony Volpe, who ended up challenging his old teammate.
3-1, here's the pitch. He did. Fly ball, not particularly deep. Soto towards the line. Tagging is Bellinger. Bellinger trying to score. Here's the throw. A couple of hops. Slides in safely. Volpe gets the job done. Goldschmidt advanced second to third. Scoring on the play as Bellinger. The Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
Well, for as great as Juan Soto is, we know where he lacks in his game. Not the strongest throw to the plate, but the Yankees scored anyway. Volpe did the job again, coming through situationally, as he's done all year. 3-0. Yanks on top, and the Yankees wouldn't stop there. Goldschmidt going to third, tagging a third on that sack fly. Runners at the corners, two out. For Austin Wells, a full count walk. Sensing a theme here, full count walks. The base is loaded again for the Yankees, and Oswald Peraza, who made that marvelous defensive play back in the first inning. How about another full count walk? Third of the inning. Third full count walk of the inning drawn by the Yankees against McGill. And for McGill, his fourth walk total on the inning. This one with the bases loaded ended his night. 4-0 Yankees. And the fifth time in seven games the Yankees have batted around. They've had that knack for big innings all year long. A four spot in the third, and McGill was pulled for Max Kranick, the right-hander out of the pen, who got Bibas to pop to short. The 10th batter to the plate. Bibas' second time up in the inning. That finally ended the frame. But Rodon, with that 4-0 cushion, he'd cruise to the second and the third. A little bit more trouble in the fourth inning. Walked Soto for a second time tonight. Struck out Alonso on the slider, but a first pitch base hit to center by Mark Vientos, and after that an RBI single down the left field line for Brandon Nimmo got the Mets on the board. But important bearing down here for Rodon. After Marte grounded into a fielder's choice, tough play for Volpe, ranging towards the middle. First and third, with two out for Francisco Alvarez and an excellent at-bat for Alvarez. He worked a walk, loading the bases up for Luis Angel Acuna in a 4-1 game. Big moment for Rodon. He got Acuna to fly to fairly deep right field, stranded the bases loaded, and the Yankees would immediately pick him up with more. So getting out of that jam, Yankees pick him up. Bottom four against Max Kranick. One out, nobody on. Judge, ho-hum. Laser beam. Single to left field. Bellinger, his third hit already following that. Double down the right field line into the corner. So second and third, one out. Another runner in scoring position opportunity for Goldschmidt. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
0-1. Swung on, hit the third. Underneath his glove. Base hit. Here's Judge to score. Bellinger moves up 90 feet. Paul Goldschmidt with another RBI. His second tonight. 24 on the season. It's 5-1 Yankees.
Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, 4:55 with runners in scoring position for Paul Goldschmidt after that second RBI knock tonight. First and third, still only one out, 5-1 Yankee lead. And the Mets' response to Rodon, we talked about the inning prior, immediately erased by the Yankees. And Jason Dominguez did ground one a second. Dominguez too quick to get doubled up with runners at the corner. 6-1 Yankee lead with Bellinger coming home. Bellinger, by the way, scoring his second run in as many innings there. And Rodon back out for the fifth inning, had an even bigger lead than when he had entered that fourth inning and allowed that lone run tonight. So he allowed Soto to take first base and actually brushed back Soto a couple of times in that third at-bat. Pretty funny, but a third walk tonight for Soto. Didn't come back to harm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Down whatsoever. The fifth inning highlighted by a nearly impossible over-the-shoulder catch by Paul Goldschmidt. Ranging out on a pop-up. That set down the leadoff man, Tyrone Taylor. What can't Paul Goldschmidt do offensively and defensively? Rodon polishing off 5 innings, a 2-hit ball. League still can't hit him, even with the grind the last couple of innings tonight. 102 pitches, 5 innings, a 2-hit ball. Opponents are hitting 167 against Rodon this season. Loaisiga, first big league action in 13 months, a clean 6th inning. Leiter in the 7th inning, getting around that one runner on base, a runner in scoring position. Lindor and Soto, yeoman's work by Leiter, getting both of them to end the 7th. Devin Williams striking out Pete Alonso in the 8th inning. How about that? He struck out the side. Overall, and Gary De Los Santos, a little trouble in that 9th inning. Couple of walks to the bottom of the order. Francisco Lindor, the RBI double to cut it to a 6-2 game. But Luke Weaver, nothing he can't clean up against who else but Juan Soto. This was a fitting end to the night.
Here's the 0-1 from Luke. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on sky to center field. Easy play for Grisham. Although he took a step back, he comes in. He makes the catch. Ball game! 6-2 Yankees. Victory for the New York Yankees. They go to 26-18. They take the first game of the Subway Series.
Could you have scripted that any better? Weaver gets Soto to end the game. Last time they were teammates, Soto was catching that final out for Weaver in the ALCS. Well, he gets Soto to end the game, and the fans chanting, "We want Grisham tonight." Well, Grisham squeezed it for the final out of a complete win, another complete win for the Yankees. They've won 7 of the last 9 games, 6-2 over the Mets in round 1 of the Subway Series this weekend and this season. And the Yankees up to a season high, 8 games over 500 in first place at 26-18. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.